Good morning. Welcome to Coffee Chat. We're talking today about your customers and clients and how they want to feel connected to you. That's right, to you. Good morning. I'm Michelle Peterson. I am a direct response copywriter, a marketing consultant, and coach. I am the founder of Exactly Right Online Marketing Agency, and we get together every weekday morning to chat about online marketing success strategies and whatever else may be on your mind. So welcome today. Today we are talking about how your customers and clients want to feel connected, and they want to feel connected to you. As humans, right? As humans, we have this inner need, it's like in our DNA to be connected. And I mean, if you do some of the, you know, human sociology studies and that kind of stuff, it dates back to, you know, when we were in the early days, when being together was for safety, right? Safety in numbers kind of thing. And, you know, of course, we're safe. We're perfectly safe by ourselves these days. But there's still that inner core of that desire in us. Now, you know, yes, there are some people who will argue, oh no, I'm a loner, I don't need to feel connected. Well, I'm not here to argue that point with anybody, because if somebody feels that way, it's a losing battle anyway. I am here to tell you that for most people, they do want to feel that connection, right? That's why social media has become so big, right? It's because we want that connection with people. We want to feel part of something, right? Your customers and clients, they're no different. They are no different. They are at the root of everything, at the bottom line. They are people. You are a person. You connect with them on that person-to-person level, right? Even if you know they're engaging with your business, it still is a person. You are still a person there behind your business. So it's real important, I think, when you're developing your marketing strategy, to remember that. And to remember that, you know, your customers and clients, they really do, as human beings, want to feel that connection with you. So this morning, for one of my clients, I took their company Christmas party, their Christmas photos. This morning, before, you know, so they gathered all the team together and we took the photo before they all went to work. This is a service business, so, you know, it's not like they're all in the office all day together. They see each other in the morning when they check in, and then sometimes in the afternoon when they check out, but they don't all check out at the same time. So they're on crews that go out and do, you know, services. So this morning we got them all together and we took their Christmas photos. And it's interesting because with this client, I started their tradition of sending out a Christmas card to all of their customers years ago. And, you know, there have been years when, you know, trying to get them all together, since they don't all work, you know, in the office together, sometimes that can be a challenge with their schedule. So, you know, some years, the Christmas card has gone out late. And, you know, you wouldn't think that it would matter, right? It's still, you know, it goes out. But this customer's experience with when they had sent their Christmas cards were going out late, they had customers calling them wondering why they didn't get the Christmas card this year. You know, they were like, well, so did you miss me? Did my address fall off the list? You know, didn't get my Christmas card yet. I so look forward to it. And, you know, so of course that made my client, the owner of the company, feel, you know, great, right? You know, oh, well, they do like it. You know, they do love me, you know, kind of thing. But, I mean, I think it's real illustrative of the fact that, you know, even if something as seemingly simple and seemingly little as a Christmas card, people like it. Now, especially with this client's Christmas card, it is a photo Christmas card. So it's a photo of all the workers, you know, on the front, and then there's the owner and the office staff, usually in a different photo. But you know, it makes it personal, right? It makes the company feel more more like a extended family, kind of. You know, I think when there's something to be said that when you send a photo of yourself, who do you send a photo of yourself to, right? If you send a photo of your team, well, who do you send those, you know, that team is like your family. And so who do you send photos of your family to? You send to the people that you're connected with. So I think that in this client's case, her customers really are feeling that connection with them, and they miss it when it's not there. So I want you to think about that and think about your clients, your customers, and they want that connection with you too. So whether that is through a holiday card, and if you're only doing cards, I would suggest more than just one Christmas card in the year. You know, I would suggest, you know, a couple of other cards throughout the year as well, if that's the only thing that you're doing. But for example, for my client, what we do is we also do a quarterly newsletter. We were doing it monthly, and she decided to scale back. And at first, when she scaled back, the customers were like, well, where's the newsletter? What's going on, right? But then she explained, and now they're used to the quarterly thing as well. But monthly is better if you can swing it. But so if, you know, if is it, are you staying connected with them monthly with a newsletter, quarterly with a newsletter, you know, two or three times a year with a card. You know, hopefully you're connecting with them on social media as well. It's super powerful. And you know, sometimes people make the mistake with social media of it only being, you know, these broadcast messages about your services or about this is the special, you know, this month or this week or today. You know, and it's always sell, 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 promotion, promotion, promotion. And while, you know, I think that it is good, you have to come out and ask for the sale, because there's a danger of going the other direction as well. But when so there has to be the balance, right? It can't be all promotion. It can't be all just relationship building and connection. There has to be a balance between the two. But there does have to be the content that you're putting out, that encourages that develops that relationship with your customers and clients. You know, so with this client, for example, we're using that the company Christmas photo. We're using it as a card. We're putting it in the newsletter. We've put it on their Facebook page. You know, so because not everybody sees it everywhere, right? So you put it everywhere and people, you know, will see it one place or another. You know, in addition to the team photo with everybody in it, we also take, for this client, we take an individual photo of just the supervisors together. And that one's always fun. And people like to see, you know, their supervisors. And so it's so powerful when you can when you can make your company your business, when you can make it more personal, and that's, you know, so for example, another example, I have a retail client, and you know, they like to do the promotional posts, and they like to put pictures of, you know, of course, of their products that they're selling. The posts that get the most engagement, the posts that people like the most, this is a social media client that I manage their social media for. The ones that they like the most are talking about real life people. Amazing, right? So when I go down to the shop, to the store, and I take photos of the people there, or I just take a picture of the floor, the store, the showroom floor, those pictures people like. They feel like it's more real in a way, right? It develops that, it encourages, it establishes that personal connection. So as you're this month planning for your strategy for next year, I hope that I encourage you to think about how you can open up to your clients, how you can develop more of that personal connection, how you can remember and remember that all business transactions really are still people to people. I just saw, I don't remember which company it was, but they were promoting themselves, or they were promoting the idea of business being P2P. You know, you've probably heard the B2B, which is business to business, or B2C, business to consumer. So they had their twist on it, was P2P, person to person. And I loved that. I'm sorry that I don't remember the name of the company. So clearly their idea was good, but they didn't do a good enough job of branding themselves to that idea. But I like that idea of, you know, every transaction that you do really is a person-to-person interaction. Every business transaction is a person-to-person interaction. How powerful is that when you change your mindset to that? Isn't that powerful? Do you feel the difference in how you think about it? When you think about your customer base as being real people, you know, I think sometimes we tend to think of our customer base as just this faceless, nameless being that's out there, right? This crowd of people that are out there. But when we remember that they're all individual people, I think it changes things. It changes your messaging. It changes how you do business, and it changes how your customers, clients, your prospects see you. Because at the end of the day, you've heard this before, people like to do business with people that they know, like, and trust. And it's the person that they know, like, or trust, right? Not just the business. So I think that's powerful. And I think that if you figure out how to make yourself come across in your marketing, I think you'll see some really good success with it. So that's it for today. I noticed that we're going a little over. Sorry about that. If you need help talking this out, figuring it out for yourself, for your business, reach out to me. Comment below, send me a message, call me. I'd love to chat with you a little bit more on a personal level, on a, get that? See what I did there on a personal level? And I would love to help you if I could. So do reach out. If you found this valuable, please share with somebody else that you think would also find it valuable. Sharing is caring. So guys, that's it for today. Thank you so very much for being with me. I appreciate your time. I value your time. Hope you have found it a valuable use of your time to chat with me a little while. And until next time, keep it personal. I'll see you next time on Coffee Chat. 8:30 a.m. Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. Pacific. Turn on your notifications so you make sure you get notified of when I go live. You won't miss anything. And if you have if you have an idea for an upcoming topic that you want me to cover, leave me a comment. I do read them. I will get back to you and I will incorporate your ideas, your questions into another coffee chat. Thanks again. Bye for now.